We have spoken last week about the Fatha as the sign for Nasb, and we said that there are five signs for Nasb. A Fatha, which is the original sign for Nasb, and then we have the Alif, the Kasra, Ya, and the removal of the Noon from some words. Today we are going to discuss about the Alif. We're going to discuss to talk about the Alif and some other signs. We say that the Alif is a sign for Nasb in one certain place. This is called Al Asma Al Khams. And here the Alif is used instead of the Fatha, or as I prefer to represent the Fatha, because the Fatha here cannot work, so the Alif comes here. These five nouns are Abu, Akhu, Hamu, Fu, Dhu. Some other ulama add Hanu, but we are not going to talk about that now. It is in the advanced grammar class, which is in the morning, which is now we change to Mulhat al-Iraq. We were with Qatr al-Nada, but we changed to Mulhat al-Iraq to make it much easier. And I'm planning to do my own book, inshallah ta'ala, very soon, inshallah. And we will teach it also via the net for beginners, for all levels. Beginners, very basic beginners, and then advanced and higher levels. So, the Alif in these five nouns is the sign for Nasb. Remember that you may see it as a sign for Rafa, as we said in the Rafa there. We said that the Alif is a sign for Rafa. In what place, Ikhwan? In what place? Can anybody tell me? Can anybody tell me where I can find the Alif as a sign for Rafa? Naam, Ikhwan. Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes Alif can be a sign for Rafa. When can we find the Alif as a sign for our brothers? طيب فضل طالبة العلم and نبيلة فضل in the مثنى طالبة العلم أحسنت. It is true in the مثنى. طيب so what I want to bring to your attention is that you may see these things. So don't always say, oh, there is Fatha, it is Mansoob. Oh, there is, wow, it is, Marfu'. Sometimes we see the wow, but it is not Marfu'. That is with the Mudari' when it is added to Wawul Jama'ah. Sometimes you're going to see the Fatha, but it is not Mansoob. And this is in Jam' al-Mu'annath al-Salif, even when it is Majroor. It will see the Fatha. Sometimes you see the Kasra, but it is not Majroor. It might be Mansoob, like in Al-Mamnu' Min Al-Sarf. So we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention. We have to write down. We have to make notes. Right? We have to review. Naam, Ikhwan. Right. So he said that Alif is a sign for Nasb in al-asma al-khamsa. With al-asma al-khamsa, we see the alif as a sign for nasb. Example for that, as in the hadith, unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluma. Unsur akhaka. Unsur akhaka. Unsur akhaka أنصر أمر إتس فعل أمر. فعل أمر يا إخوان as we know every فعل needs a فاعل. Every فعل needs a فاعل. What is the فاعل of this فعل? What is the فاعل of this فعل? Every فعل requires a فاعل. Where is the فاعل of this فعل? نعم يا anybody knows what is the فاعل of this فعل? انصر اخاك. No one knows. Do you hear me or you don't? Okay, alhamdulillah. طيب ام عبد الله فضل أحسنتي. الفاعل the فاعل here is مقدر is hidden here or أنت. It is always like that with the command. It is something تقديره أنت or أنتي or أنتما or أنتم or أنتنا because it is the second person. It is the second person. طيب أنصر أخاك. أخاك here. What is the position of إعراب of أخاك here يا إخوة? I know it is a bit advanced for many of you, but it is good to make them try. It is good to make them try. Now, anybody knows? Nabila, go ahead. Go ahead, Nabila. أخاك مفعول به أحسنتي. حنيف with مفعول به it is مفعول به منصوب علامة نصبه الفتحة الظاهرة على آخره isn't it? Because we say أخاك you see the فتحة هي. أنصر أخاك so it is في مفعول به منصوب and علامة النصب is the فتحة أدعين بيت isn't it يا أستاذ حنيف نعم حنيف says نعم who agrees who disagree with حنيف نبيلة نعم do you agree or you disagree one or two disagree why نبيلة explain please نبيلة disagrees with حنيف and the saying of that أنصر أخاك أخاك is مفعول به منصوب And the sign for Nasbir is the Fatha on the calf, which is the last letter. Nabila says, this is not true. Oh, Hanif says again, no. Aisha Kabu says, no. Like, Hanif, returns back to say, disagree too. Nabila says, the sign for Nasb is Alif, because Akha is from Asma al-Khamsa. MashaAllah. Excellent. Excellent. All of you. Hanif, who tried first, and then he corrected himself, and also Nabila and Aisha, who also tried, and mashallah, Nabila done well in bringing the whole Arab of it. It's true, because here, Akha is Mudaf, and the Kaf is Mudaf Ilayh. This Kaf is Dhamir, we are not talking about the Dhamir, we are talking about Al Asma al Khamsa, which are أخن أبن حمن فو ذو so we are not talking about the we are not talking about the ضمائر أحسنتم بارك الله فيكم this is something pleases me when I see students like that participating and trying and not hiding their hands shying me really happy And this encourages me really to do more and more, even more classes if we wish. Right. Also, Akhaka. In Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala said about Yusuf when he became the minister of finance in Egypt, and his brothers came with his brother Benjamin. He says, فَآوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ فَآوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ. What is the Iraq of أَخَاهُ here? Can anybody tell me? Please, before you write anything, just raise your hand. Let us see some new faces, please. I wish to see some new faces, some new names raised. نعم يا أخوان. A lot of names here, mashallah, very interesting, but I said that Allah Ta'ala said about Yusuf, فَآوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ. What is the Arab of أَخَاهُ? God only Hanif. What is that? Is it that the rest are so shy to speak out? I'll be right back. I'll be 1 second. Sorry, not. طيب. آوى إليه أخاه. نعم. Sky underscore one. Go ahead, please. Sky underscore one. Go ahead. Sign for إعراب is نصب. And the sign for Nasb is because of the Alif and the beginning of Akh. Who agrees? Who agrees with the score, sky underscore one? Who agrees, who disagrees? Naam, Yahu. Type one if you agree. Two. Nabila disagrees. Hanif, do you agree? Abida, do you agree? No, no. Abu Fatima underscore UK. Aisha Kabu. So you all disagree? Do disagree with the sky underscore one in that? All right. Who can tell me? Abida, can you tell me what is the proper one? Yeah, Abida, can you tell me, please? Name Abida. Or Abida, or whatever. طيب أبو فاطمة underscore UK, go ahead. Tell us what is the mistake in here and what is the proper one. أخيه أخاه is نصب and it is its sign is the ألف. Which ألف? He said the ألف. He or she is ألف. But he or she said Alif in the beginning. Which Aleph do you mean, Ya Aba Fatima? After Kha, Yani Ad'in. Sahih. Sahih, that's correct. That's correct. Na'am. Fa'awa ilayhi akha, hu, akha. This A at the end of akh, akha, this is the sign for nasb. Because it is ism mansuq. It is maf'ul bihi mansuq. And the sign for nasb is alif, because it is from al-asma al-khamsa. Salih, go ahead, what is there? Na'am. A brother is saying salam, why I am redacted? Well, we redact everyone except those who raise their hands when there is a question needed to be answered or when they have a question. So if you have a question or you want to participate, raise your hand. Because we tried and redact everyone, but we saw some people doing some silly things. And some of them may be not Muslims and like that. I'm really sorry to do some control only in the room. Just that, and it is not, you will help, Jazakallah khair, no problem. Just tell us and we'll allow you, no problem. Barakallahu feek, Jazakallahu khair. Tayyip. Ameen, Akh Ammar, wa Iyak, Barakallah. But I would like here to end up the session today. Inshallah, tomorrow we continue with the signs for Nasb, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Naam, Ya Aba Fatima. If you have any questions, brothers and sisters, regarding the Ajarumiyah, you're welcome. But not other than that, because it is in the session at night, inshallah. Abu Fatima says, please confirm what time we are starting. There was no I put this out. I said my driver is leaving, but not yet. Is left. I assume from next week, inshallah, he's trying to go this week. So from next week, I might need to drive my kids in the morning to the school. And this will mean that I have to delay the class up to 8 o'clock instead of 6:30. And this class, which is the afternoon class, instead of 2 o'clock, would be delayed to 2:30. And it's 30 minutes only delay. These are the only two ones we are going to do the change on, so far. Naam Hanif, go ahead. And I'm very sorry that it may not convince some of you, but what can I do? I don't mean to convince me myself, but these are circumstances that I can't have no any control over. Otherwise, I don't care about my convenience. I would always serve the ilm, even late at night, even whatsoever time. Only in two cases, I cannot do nothing. First one, when I have commitments that I have to do, which is my kids, bringing them, no one will bring them. And the second is when I am fully and when I am asleep, when my head is nodding, I cannot give any dars because I keep then, you know, saying something ununderstandable. These are the only two cases. I bless that the prayer time. Now, and inshallah, once I move to inshallah Medina, I'll have much more time now, because now I have some druze here around the mosque, but there will be only free for the net, inshallah. Hanif says, in the last dars, we had a sentence يتيف. يعطفون، اوكي يعطفون على ابنائهم. Why isn't this ممنوع من الصرف؟ Which one you mean؟ أبناء. Why this is why it is not ممنوع من الصرف؟ I think this would يعني lead us to something little bit advanced which we are coming to. But no matter what, no matter what. You remember that the ممنوع من الصرف. Has 12 reasons. This is not one of these 12 reasons. I don't want to be too deep in there because I want to have it gradually presented. So inshallah, if you be with us, very soon you're going to come to the ممنوع من الصرف in the fatha position, and there I will tell you why it is not. Or let's come at the time of kasra, because here we have ala, which is harf jar before abna, and there you will see inshallah ta'ala why it is not or why it is inshallah. Now, what is the other more question? We'll take these last two questions from Hanif and Nabila, and then we'll leave, inshallah ta'ala. Quick, ya Hanif, or Nabila, go ahead. Okay, Nabila, I said, is it incorrect to say, Marhamuna ala aywa? This is incorrect. This is incorrect because we have something. The af'al in Arabic are like this. We have fi'al muta'addi and fi'al lazim. Fi'al muta'addi and fi'al lazim. And let me begin with lazim. The fi'al lazim means does not need any maf'ul bihi. Example, you say yanamu muhammadun. Yanamu muhammadun. So yanamu is fa'al and muhammadu is fa'al. You don't need any maf'ul bihi. For yarhamu, this is muta'addi. This is muta'addi. It needs maf'ul bihi. And with the muta'addi, we have different kind of muta'addi. We have muta'addi by itself, like this yarhamu. Yarhamu, al-aba'u yarhamuna abna'ahum. It is muta'addi by itself. It does not need a preposition to do the ta'diyah or to do the conducting. But there are some af'al which needs something else to do the ta'diyah. The conjunction between it, the fa'al and the maf'ul bihi. Example, yusallimu. Can you say al-awladu yusallimuna al-aba? No, you cannot say that. Then, I mean, you can say, but it does not mean that they give salam to. It means that they take them to police, for example. So here it changes the meaning. Yarhamuna, it can only be with ala. This is muta'addi bi harf al. So al-aba'u yarhamuna, sorry, afwan. Yarhamuna does not need any preposition. It can do the ta'diyah by itself. Al-aba'u yarhamuna abna'ahum. But with ya'tifuna, we have to have ala. Because ala is not متعدي by itself. It needs a preposition to do the تعدي, the conjunction. الآباء يعطفون, you cannot say الآباء يعطفون أبناءهم. No. You can only say الآباء يعطفون على أبنائهم. So that is the difference. We have أفعال متعدية, we have أفعال لازمة, and the متعدي can be متعدي by itself or by a preposition. Now we have يرحمون متعدي by itself, يعطفون متعدي by a preposition. نعم. So it is correct to say يرحمون أبناءهم. Yes, يرحمون أبناءهم. نعم, يرحمون أبناءهم is correct 100%. بارك الله فيكم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم. وحنيف هذا أنا لا. وين ضمير الها نسي لسلاس بوش. وين ضمير الها إن أبناء إهم come in the position of خف and it's مكسور. Will it be مبني على الكسرة؟ Well, it is now here مكسور, because مضاف مضاف إليه. Usually it is like, most of the times it is like that, مضاف مضاف إليه. So it is مضاف إليه مجرور, but it is now, we cannot say مجرور because مجرور means معرى and it is مبني. So we say and the ha الضمير here is ضمير مبني على الخفض في محل خفض بالإضافة. نعم. والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.